Blog Talk Radio.
Today is March 23rd, 2013, and the show today is going to be about the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, and the prediction of Peter's denial to Jesus. And when we're talking about Peter's denial, we're going to talk to y'all about y'all's denial, about my denial, about our denial against, you know, the divine, how we deny ourselves the truth that the divine tries to show us, that Christ tries to show us each and every day, but we refuse to see the truth. And I know we all have this point of, you know, points that we are like that, and we just don't want to know the truth. But we're going to jump right into the daily word today, and the daily word is, I affirm the presence of God made manifest. Manifest is something that's brought into our awareness that we see. There's a lot of stuff going on in the spirit realm, but we're not, you know, we don't see it. But when God makes things manifest, like he manifested the bread and the fish and the basket, he can manifest stuff in our lives too. So each of us has the God-given power to create. We also use this power to consciously and unconsciously, every day in thought, word, and attitude, we are constantly affirming and speaking into being outcomes. So every day, all of our negative speaking and our positive speaking, we're creating stuff for our future. It's going to manifest because, as you know, God spoke things into being. We are a part of God. So when we speak, and not knowing, we speak things into our life, into our world, and for it to manifest in the future. And if we keep on speaking this stuff into being, it will come and manifest to us. If we keep on speaking sickness over and over again, it will manifest into our being. If we keep on speaking, you know, truth about God and about love and harmony, and that will make manifest in the future in our being. So it's very important to speak positive stuff into our being and not negative. And it says, It is up to us to choose whether to we affirm truth and abundance, love and joy, wisdom and health, or their lack. Today, I choose to affirm God's goodness and abundance in every area of my life. I affirm health. I stand straight and breathe deeply. I affirm abundance of everything I could possibly need. I affirm the development of my talents and abilities. I affirm increases. Opportunity. I affirm harmony and order in all matters. I affirm the presence of God made manifest. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me. 2 Timothy 1:13. So that's our daily word. They're talking about made manifest. Be very careful what you speak into being, because once you speak it, and it's very, very hard to understand this sometimes and trying to take a hold of this, because a lot of times we're so used to saying negative things. Our parents would say negative things, or, you know, people around us have said negative things, and when we hear that, we pick it up and we speak it too. I've got family members of my own. All they know how to do is speak negative things about themselves. So that manifests into me, and I could speak, you know, some negative things about my own self or sicknesses and all this stuff, and then it manifests in my life. So by experience for my own self, the more positive things that you speak into being, your body will reflect that, your surroundings will reflect that. The more negative things that you reflect and you speak, it will reflect too, and it will manifest into your life. So be very careful what you manifest into your life. But we're going to go right down to the Lord's Supper today, and we're still in the Easter season, and we're going through the Easter season. And the Lord's Supper and the teaching about the Lord's Supper is one of the big things in the Easter season too. And you can find the Lord's Supper, I think you can find Mark and all that. I'm reading on Matthew 26, 17. Through 34. That's what we're reading today. Matthew 26, 17 through 34. Okay. On the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them to prepare the Passover. When the evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, 'I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me.' They were very sad and began to say, him, one after another. 'Surely not I, Lord,' Jesus replied. 'The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born.' Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, 'Surely not I, Rabbi.' Jesus answered, 'Yes, it is you.' While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom.' When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus told them, 'This very night you will fall away on account of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter replied, Even I'll fall away on account of you. I will never. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered. I'm going a little bit further here. This very night before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. But Peter declared, Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the other disciples said the same. So that was Matthew 26, 17. I went a little bit past 34. I went on down to 35. But just to fill in the whole story. But that was about the Last Supper. And the thing is how have you denied the Lord? How have you denied God? I know that, the Lord and has talked to all of us many times, and he tells us many things, and we just don't listen. And a lot of times people wants to know, well, this has not really been my situation because I always approve of the Lord. I've always, owned the Lord and everything I did. I just, somebody asked me about Jesus. Yeah, I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Jesus freak. But in my own way, there might be many other churches that don't believe in Christ the way I do. But that's my own personal preference. And a lot of folks say, well, there's only one way to believe in Christ. And that's not true. That is really not true. Everybody has their own personal way of believing in the Lord. And the Bible tells you the one way, but everybody has their own little version. There's many versions of the Christian church. Everybody believes in a different way. If it was only one way a person believes in the Christian church, there wouldn't be but one Christian church. It wouldn't be hundreds of different, varieties of the Christian church. So we're all different people. We all need to be taught in a certain way because our personalities, our minds is designed different. And if we was all the same people and all designed the same way, we only needed one type of faith. We only needed one type of way of believing. But we're not designed that way. God actually designed us to experience us in many different ways. God's within us. He's experiencing everything that we are. A lot of people don't believe this, but through meditation and things that I've done, I've found out that it's true. God is experiencing through us. The Father is experiencing through us. Jesus is experiencing through us. He's in us. And he's experiencing the life through us as well. So the whole time we're going through life, we think he's not there. He's there the whole time. We're just too blind to see it. We're just not looking. We're just using our brain to access everything and pick up things. And, we're not having the full experience of the divine, of how we are designed for the Father. So, anyway, back to the subject. We are designed to believe differently, okay? But there's always one main way to deny God, to deny he's not in you, to not deny he ain't there. There's always one way to deny him, and that's your own personal path. Like when you get in trouble, God, why do you do this? And the whole time it's really you. In the way you think, in the way you see things, you deny to see the truth. And a lot of times that's our own fault. We don't need to deny, Lord. I mean, if we have a situation in our life, we need to accept it, we need to own it, and ask for forgiveness and ask for help, and he will send you help. He got billions of angels. And Divine Father, he makes angels. They come from him. He designs them mentally, and he speaks them into being. So he can speak into being as many angels as you need. He can make millions and billions of angels. That's what he does. He made you. You came from his body. He spoke you into being. So, it's very easy for him to create an angel for your special need and for your special set, your own personal self, how you're designed, how you think. God can make an angel for you, for your specific needs, and to help you and guide you and lead you. And Christ will be there, and he calls in angels too. I've got I have a feeling that I have many angels around me from Christ, God, the Father, all of them. And each day, this is one thing a lot of people don't believe in, but before I ask for Jesus to attune me or to help me or to help my body, I say in Jesus' name for all the Lord's angels that the Lord has sent and assigned to me, I ask for them to minister to me at this time, adjust my body, adjust, you know, make my channel clear to the Lord where I can have my prayers answered quickly, make my channel clear to the Father where I can feel His connection clear. And they are designed for that. They know what to do. They know your specific body type. They know your specific, specific frequency to the Lord, and they can do this. So always ask for the Lord to send you some angels. He maybe already sent you some angels. You just don't know it. But just ask Him to adjust you, to cleanse your area of any darkness that's around you, to clear it. Say, Lord, please have your angels to clear my surroundings of any darkness that's in my area. If you're going through depression, you've got darkness affecting you at that time. And it's affecting you, it's clouding you up. If you're going through hard times, you've got darkness affecting you. Or it's trying to cut into you. Ask for your angels to pull it out, to dispose of it, and say, in Jesus' name, I curse you and cast you out, darkness, out of my surroundings. I ask for my angels that the Lord has ministered to me to assist me now. I ask for all the help that God the Father and Lord Jesus has assigned to me to minister to me now. When you say that, they will flock in like a herd of seagulls flocking over you. But the thing of it is, a lot of us does not know this. We don't know that we have all this help around us. That's why we go through, situations in our life, because we don't use our buddy system that God has set up. We've got a buddy system, and they're sitting there in the break room reading books. Well, we're going to be used one of these days if they ever call on us. You know, the Lord has assigned us to these folks, and they won't never call on us. You know, ask the Lord to send us to them. Ask Him to send them to you. You know, send your heavenly angels to you, and they will assist you. But you've got to ask for them. They don't just show up. You've got to ask for them. And you can ask the Lord to assign angels to you at all times to keep you protected. And most of the time, you already have an angel already assigned to you at birth. But a lot of times, we ignore them, and they'll sit off to the side until we're ready to use them. But if you want more angels, you've got more situations, ask the Lord to assign you more angels. Most of the time, He will anyway. A lot of times, you just got to ask for the help. But I always use the Lord. Just don't talk to angels without the Lord or God, because you don't know what type of good angels or bad angels that might come in and start messing with you. So I always ask for the Lord, for Yeshua, Jesus, for the angels that He assigned for you, which will be the angels of the light. And the angels that the Father has sent to you, which should be the angels of the light, not the angels, because you got white, you got yin and yang, you got dark and white. The dark ones is working for the other guy that you don't want to have nothing to do with, because they will mess with you. And the ones that's working for Jesus is the light angels, and working for the divine Father, that is the light angels. So you want to ask for them first, for their angels to assist you. And when you do that, you will have overflowing of love and help coming in. A lot of folks get in some New Age stuff, they'll start asking for angels, and the dark ones will come in, act like they're heavenly angels, but really they're really messing with them and messing with their lives. And you know, God will allow that. Well, if you want them to mess with you, they'll mess with you all day long. But once you ask Him to step in, the Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus to step in, they go, because they actually exist. These other ones don't. It's hard to explain. There's a lot of stuff going on there. But anyway, they leave when the Lord's angels come in. So always ask for Lord Jesus, the angels that the Lord has, Lord Yeshua, has set up for you, and they will assist you. Ask for the angels that the Heavenly Father, Divine Father, has set up for you. So that's the main ones you want to ask for. But anyway, a lot of times, like I said, a lot of times we jumped into angel stuff today because we was talking about the denial of God. But anyway, I'll jump into many different categories when I'm speaking. It's just whatever the Holy Spirit brings up and wants me to speak. I've been getting assisted by many angels in the last couple of weeks. I've had a little bit of, you know, physical situations and things going on in my family that I need some assistance, and I ask. And since I've been dealing with this, I've, you know, added that into my show where they can help you too. Your angels can help you too. And it's a very special buddy system that the Lord has set up for you and the Father has set up for you, and I really suggest for you to use them. And they're there to help you at all times. You don't have to go through that pain and that trouble. There's some things that we do got to go through that we do need to experience. A lot of things we don't. We don't have to feel the pain of it that we go through because we don't ask for help. But I don't want you to go through that pain. I want you to ask for help and to soften that load where you won't have so much on your back. Let them help you with that, to energetically switch things around where it won't be so bad. And I don't want nothing hard or heavy on anybody because I've been there, I've done that. And since I've asked for the Lord's help and asked for his angelic help, it's softened the load for me quite a bit. And I hope for everybody to use this. And pray every day. I mean, prayer is so, so, so important. And if you forget, I mean, I'm kind of strange with some of the ways I pray. If I forget, I don't care where I am, I will stop and I will pray. A lot of people don't believe in speaking in tongues. I started speaking in tongues when I was meditating. It just started happening. It was kind of like short and sweet and easy. It just happened a little bit and then it stopped. Then I got the Sid Roth CD set, DVD. I ain't trying to advertise, but he has a whole show about speaking in tongues. He is anointed with speaking in tongues. He says a prayer for folks. On the CD, it's about an hour long, or DVD, it's about an hour long. It's got three or four CDs, because once you're around folks that's anointed with the speaking in tongues, it rubs off. Anytime you're around somebody, even if you're around somebody negative, their negativity rubs off on you. But if you're around somebody that's very positive, that's got the Lord's glory and grace on them, that will rub off on you too. I really hang out with the ones that's got God's grace on them instead of the negative ones that's always saying negative things. So if you're listening to a lot of folks, he understood this. This has been a lot of energy work that I've learned over the years. Is if you're around anointed people that does healings and stuff, that what they have can rub off on you, will rub off on you. I've saw this thousands of times where people go to these seminars and these people is tremendous healers. And they've been around these folks long enough that they start doing the same thing because the energy field that's around them affects them. So I guess Sid Roth has understood this process, and he does a anointed prayer for the PT DVD set for you when you're listening to it. He talks to you about speaking in tongues. He prays for you to speak in tongues, and you will speak in tongues. But the thing of it is, when you speak in tongues, you cannot do it yourself. You get it started, but the Holy Spirit does the rest. If you're thinking about what you're saying, you're not speaking in tongues. You're making it up. Speaking in tongues is the Holy Spirit doing the whole thing through your mouth. If you control it, the Holy Spirit's doing it. If you can't control it, it's not the Holy Spirit, and you need somebody to pray for you fast. But my speaking in tongues, I can control it. But it's up to me to let it go. I get built up with the Holy Spirit. It just builds up, and I just let him speak because I know he wants to come out when he needs to come out. I can't stop it if I want to, but I feel the build up. But the Holy Spirit's got more to say, and I want him to say all he can say, all the prayers he can say for me, because trust me, I need all I can get. And a lot of times they say if you speak in tongues, you can translate it. If you say a prayer and then you speak in tongues, you can translate what you're saying. And to me, it kind of knocks the mystery out of it, because mystery, you know, we all like mystery, and if I can interpret it, don't you think the enemy can interpret it too, and he can kind of stop it if he wants to? So I kind of don't want to interpret. I want the Lord, the Father, to interpret. He already knows what you're saying. He wants these interpretations. Because as soon as it goes to him, he understands everything that you're saying. So, I mean, you can interpret if you want to. You can learn how to interpret if you want to. And there's ways that you can, but I don't want to because I want to make it as safe as possible for me and for my prayers to be safely delivered to the Father. And, I mean, I've heard many different things about prayers being delivered to the Father. I've heard that when you speak to the Father, nothing can affect that. Then I've heard another thing saying that, you know, the enemy can affect your prayers if he wants to. He can listen to you and, you know, mess with them or whatever. But I don't know how true that is because all through my life, my prayers have been answered. I mean, I've not did anything special. It's just when your heart is fully to the Lord and your heart's fully to God, you love God so much that it just aches that you love him so much. It's just you're just drawn to him. When you got that type of reaction to the Father, you're at your prayers, you got quick connection. So the best thing to be is addicted to God. Be addicted to the Father. Be addicted to Jesus. When you're addicted to God and you just can't get enough of him, that's when your prayers are quickly answered because that's an undying love. And I'm just speaking about that, and I just love him to death. And I might branch off from time to time, and I might get lazy because that's my human part, but I still have that love for him in my heart no matter what. And I've been like it ever since I was a kid, even though I went through my wild streak, but I still love God. But anyway, speaking in tongues is another way to pray. And I've only been doing it for about 3 or 4 months. I was doing meditation. I had a little bit of that light. In the spiritual community, they call it light language. It's not speaking in tongues. It's called light language. And what they use speaking in tongues for is to adjust their energy centers. Speaking in tongues are a special vibration that God sends through to adjust your energy centers. And what they do, they use this to adjust their energy centers. Energy centers is each energy center connects to a part of your body. When that energy center gets blocked up full of junk, you get sick in that part of your body because it can't get the energy that it needs to bring the wellness to the form, to the body. So when it gets full of darkness, I don't know whether it's negativity that's in your life, the enemy is affecting you, it will affect one part of your body and it will get sick. You start seeing things. But the speaking in tongues opens that up. It clears that out. It raises your vibration. And then they say speaking in tongues opens up your other spiritual gifts that God's given you. You can see in spirit. You can see your healing abilities can get stronger. All this comes from speaking in tongues will enrich all this. And I saw this in my own life within 6 months. I saw my spiritual abilities get stronger. I saw things happen stronger. I saw prayers happen very quick. When I speak something. It's like the other day I was speaking about a Soul Kia. I always liked the Soul Kia car, just not being able to buy one. But I was talking about, well, I like to get a white Soul Kia. And me and my wife driving the road, and all of a sudden, one just drove right in front of me. Right as soon as I spoke it, you know, it's like I spoke it in a being. It just came in there. That's how your language between you and the Father happens quickly when you speak in a tongue. So I do ask you, I mean, you don't have to speak in tongues. It's whatever you feel, but if you feel drawn to it, go to Sid Roth and look at the PTT DVD set. It's called Personal Training for Tongues, and he takes you through that, and he prays for you, and he puts an anointing on you. And I'm not saying everybody can do this. Maybe they can't. Maybe it's not your time to do it. Maybe it won't work for you. It don't work for everybody, but maybe it will work for you. And I'm telling you, if God puts an anointing on you, pray all the time. Don't stop. Keep on because it's building your bridge towards the Father, and you want that. Trust me. But I want to say God bless every one of you, and thanks for listening to my show. I've talked about many things today. It was just many things that's been on my heart today, and I just, you know, had to speak it out. But I want to say God bless every one of you, and hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see y'all next Thursday. And I'll leave with "He Who Dwells" by Julie True.